This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
After all, they're just wrestling, right?
Woo! We'll break your bones! We'll grind you into putty! We'll turn your faces off!
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective, with three fans who know how to talk some trash.
Without further ado, allow me to present the newest sensation of the entertainment world,
Zane Peterson.
Well, he's doing really, really well blocking those punches with his face.
Ajay Salveson.
I'm feeling such an odd mixture of pride and mortal terror.
There is a creature alive today who has survived millions of years of evolution without change, without passion, and without logic.
Dave Denton.
A mindless eating machine.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I'm taking the trash out!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the most listened to podcast in professional wrestling history. I am your co-host, Zane O'Mac, not to be confused with Shane O'Mac, the commissioner of SmackDown Live. I am much more handsome and much more talented than him. But I'd like to introduce to you the man with a lot of charm, talent, and wit. Unfortunately, he couldn't be with us tonight, so instead we have Dr. Dave!
I know when I've been insulted. No. Hi. Yeah.
What's up, Dr. D?
Not much and nothing. I'm finally caught up on wrestling, I think.
Not me, dude. I think we should change the name. You know how you're always like, wrestling from a fan's point of view. Uh-huh. What we should do is say, wrestling from a fan's point of view, but only one fan that watches regularly, and the other fan has to tell him what to say and what to he's been reading about and tell him to get caught up on professional wrestling and something like that.
Hey, get caught up on professional wrestling.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been pretty nice weather, and I've been going fishing a lot. You know, they say to find your niche, right? Find your niche. There's a couple things that make me feel good. One is being with my child, you know, Jackson. And the other one is fishing. And so, you know, I've been doing a lot of fishing, a lot of spending time with child. So, yeah.
Yeah, but, hey, you posted the other day that Jackson caught a fish and you didn't.
Oh, dude, he caught another fish last night.
he's blanking you, Bubba.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's doing good.
Great.
He's becoming quite the angler.
Kurt Angle?
Look at that lead-in. Oh, man, that was awesome.
Hey, that's why I get paid the not-so-big bucks at the radio station.
You know, that is why we have a steady 12 listeners a month, you know.
Well, that's just on our website. Now, we are available on Stitcher now.
Yes, through...
Geeks of the industry. Geeks.
Greeks, yes.
Boy, that was good. Chunky Larry's going to hate me now. But, yeah, Geeks of the Industry. And last I heard, they were still working on getting this on iTunes, but there was some kind of difficulty they were having with iTunes. But we'll get there eventually, and... You know what? If it's just 12 people, it's 12 people that all just love to talk wrestling, right?
And you know what? There is one listener that listens dedicated every month, and I'd like to give a shout out to the man from the South, Chris.
You're changing your Depends over to diapers.
Chris is a great guy. You know, he always tells me I need to work on my Southern drawl, so I just try to do that just for him.
Well, you know, he's gonna do something with his Depends on this very, very podcast that we have right here. He's going to be joining us, Chris, on the mat, talking Fast Lane.
But is he going to change his Depends into diapers?
I'm hoping that he'll change something because, woo, baby, they're getting ripe.
What a stud old Chris is.
We discussed Fast Lane and then a couple other things, and I thought you and I would just I would let you just ask questions and... kind of go from there if that's okay.
Absolutely. So we're coming up pretty close on the road to WrestleMania.
See the thing that I posted about WrestleCon?
Well, I probably did, but you might have to refresh my memory. I got a, you know, Dave, I got a pretty good memory, but it's about the second shortest thing I own, so.
Yeah, WrestleCon's going to be in New Orleans that same weekend. That's kind of like a convention for wrestlers. Several different events are going to be taking place, all at the Sheraton Hotel. And I posted a link to their appearing at the Sheraton. You've got old-timers, new-timers. You've got shows from Impact and Lucha Underground. They're going to be doing a show together as the two people combined there. There's going to be some of the other independents are going to be there. And then at the University of New Orleans, at one of their arenas, I think it's the basketball arena that New Orleans plays at, is going to be hosting the Super Card of Honor show from ROH. It's a pay-per-view on Saturday night the 7th.
You know what? I think that that's awesome because it's kind of like like standing outside, you know, WrestleMania and giving the WWE a finger almost. You know, it's like, you know what? We can't compete with you guys, but we're going to piggyback on you guys.
And we're going to make some money too, you know?
Yeah, why not, dude?
They've done it for a couple of years now like that. And then remember earlier this year, if you'll remember, the All-American Jack Swagger, I think it was last summer, he talked about how he was getting upset with the WWE for booking shows in the same general vicinity as some of the independents that were just trying to make a buck, and they were trying to hurt some of the indies by doing that.
Yeah, that's a little frustrating, you know, and you know, there's been a lot of people I've heard things about wanting to take NXT out on the road and stuff like that and book small venues and stuff. That just, I don't know, I don't think that that'd be a very good idea. Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, it would be cool to go to an NXT show, but, you know, that all that does, all NXT is just a big fat FU to the indies.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So.
And then, you know, NXT is going to have a show on the Saturday night, too. That's going to be in New Orleans, too, and that's going to be on the network. On Friday night, of course, is the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies that will be on the network. And
ooh, speaking of Hall of Fame, did you see who got inducted this week? I would like to see a few more people in there other than Mark. I mean, sooner than Mark Henry. Not saying that Mark isn't good or doesn't deserve any mention. I'm just saying that there's, you know, some other people who, I mean, I'd like to see, you know, we talked about that on the last pod, Bam Bam Bigelow and, you know, some of these older fellers that aren't in there.
The two things that I when I think Mark Henry, I think of the sexual chocolate stuff he did, which was incredibly good. He just really played that up. And then also with the Hall of Pain, when he was a heel and he became the champion, that was Mark Henry. I loved that. I thought both of those variations of his character were really good. And, you know, he, when he's outside of the ring, he looks like one of those guys that's just a gentle giant, and I much deserved.
I still loved that when he came out and interrupted John Cena on Raw that one night and said he's going to retire, and John Cena was like, "Oh well, oh okay, you know that's cool," and then he freaking grabs John Cena and you know gives him the old the old slammeroony and.
Hey, I got to ask you a couple of questions about the Hall of Fame. You ready for this one? I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Kid Rock going in the celebrity wing. I wanted to get your opinion of that.
Oh, Kid Rock has performed at more WrestleManias than any other live talent ever.
Uh-huh. And then one of the other questions with that, if Kid Rock is going to be at WrestleMania, does that preclude that somebody else is going to be in WrestleMania?
Let me just put it this way. Devil without a cause, and I'm back with the beaver hat and Ben Davis slacks. That's all I know.
You got rhythm, brother. So, yeah, I'm thinking that they're going to have him there, and he's going to perform, and he's going to do the American Badass, and Undertaker is going to be out there against none other than John Cena.
I'm the American Badass, so watch me click or something. You can roll with me, or you radio edit.
Yeah, we have to have those every once in a while.
I'm sure I botched it really, really bad. So everybody out there, you know how everybody is these days. They're like, oh, he didn't even know the lyrics before he started singing it. Yeah. I'm offended.
Let me tell you this. You know, everybody that's listened for a while knows that I work on a radio station in Logan, Utah. Well, I have access to all the songs from all the different radio stations, and we have 10 of them there in our building. And one of them plays modern music, a little hip-hop, and you know, it's not necessarily a hip-hop station, but it's more modern music. And they have songs on there, and it'll give the title of the song, and it'll say, Radio Edit. And you go, Radio Edit. And then there's one by The Who Are You, that's on one of our the classic rock station that I work on. And instead of deleting the song, it says, Who Are You? And then in parentheses, it has F word. Okay. It doesn't say it, just says F word. Do not use. Do not air. And I'm saying, there's a delete button there, guys. If you don't want it on the air, delete it. Delete.
Delete. Speaking of delete, what is happening at the Barbie Bucket Hub?
A lot of laughter. On Monday Night Raw this week, they had the ultimate deletion match between Matt Hardy and none other than Bray Wyatt. The ultimate deletion. And remember how critical I was of the tag team Apocalypto that they did at the Hardy compound back in the TNA days.
Oh, yeah.
This was only slightly better.
Oh, yeah?
It was pretty bad.
They probably did it on purpose.
I know that they did it as kind of a parody. I just cringed every once in a while with Vanguard One having a personality, Senior Benjamin, who had such a small role in this, singing he's got the whole world in his hands, and then King Maxwell. And Matt Hardy, you should be in trouble for this. King Maxwell had a man bun. They put his hair in a man bun.
And because they committed those acts, I sentenced them to deletion. Delete, 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 delete.
Oh, you hater.
I am a hater of man.
What else do you hate? You must hate everything.
I love honey buns.
You just said that you hated man buns, so that means you hate everything.
Don't tell me you want a man bun.
Well, I may not want a man bun, but I want My Little Pony on acid hair and pink skinny pants.
I could do that. It was – they're setting something up for WrestleMania because Matt Hardy won. Then they put Bray into the lake of, what do they call it, reclamation or restoration or something, and they couldn't find him. So the war is over now. Something else is going to happen. And they did show Jeff Hardy for a split second singing He's Got the Whole World in His Hands, I think it was. So, and
Jeff was singing?
Yeah, Jeff was on the compound. I think they probably cut a lot of his role because of his latest DUI that he had. I'm a fan of Jeff's, but I'm also the fan of the man. I hope that if it was whatever it was, that he's getting help.
So here's my question to go along with this sidestepping a little bit. What's Rebby's deal? Why is she even relevant? Like, why does anybody even care what she has to say? She needs to shut her mouth. As The Rock would say, know your role and shut your mouth.
She was an integral part of the broken Matt Hardy in TNA days. She was really involved. Then she got pregnant, and they lessened her role. But she's been all over Twitter. Anytime anybody criticizes Matt or does something, she's out there just blasting him. I mean,
Then she's talking smack about Jeff and saying that he's not relevant and that he's not even part of the family and like blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, that's pretty harsh words.
Well, she's probably angry because he got arrested again. So, but evidently he's okay because he was seen at the performance center working out the ring rust. So he still has a contract, and I wouldn't be surprised either this coming Monday or at WrestleMania that maybe a feud between Matt and Jeff.
As if that's never been done before.
Yeah, but this time Jeff will be Willow.
Oh, like that was never done in TNA.
Yeah.
Willow, I don't care for the Willow character. I thought that was kind of hokey. Yeah, he did give props to TNA for letting him do it, though. I remember listening to an interview or something that he did a while ago.
Rhonda acted out of savage instinct, the way that she was trained.
Necessary for fighting, and I'm just doing what I enjoy, and WWE is what I enjoy right now. I mean,
when you smile, you seem so nice and friendly, and then you have this, other side of you.
Well, my godfather taught me how to mean mug when I was a little kid. And in judo, you bow before you get into the mat. You bow at the edge of the mat, and then you bow to your opponent. And so he's like, okay, this is how you're going to look mean. You bow, and when you come up, you look through your eyebrows. And then you bow again, and you look through your eyebrows. And then you show them who's the baddest little girl. And I'm...
I will not hesitate to rip your arm. Your arm. I will not hesitate to rip your arm out of its socket. I will not hesitate to rip your arm, out. I will not hesitate to rip your arm out of its socket.
Hey, MSR.
Yay, what's up?
Hey, do you like geeky things?
I love geeky things, Chunky Larry.
How much do you love geeky things?
I would say at least a 7.
A 7? That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. These...
I mean, I have a few places on the internet I go to.
Well, the one place you want to go on the internet is geeksoftheindustry.com, because it's got geeks at the beginning.
Oh, that's a good point. Geeksoftheindustry.com, you say. What is that? What is that about? What is that?
Well, you know, it's got a little bit of everything. It's got cartoons, movies, music, video games, wrestling. You know, anything that's geeky that you're into, you'll probably be able to find at geeksoftheindustry.com.
I can watch all of those things?
No, no, no. It's a podcast website. You listen to things.
Oh.
Ooh, podcasting. You can download them from the website, or you can, you know, subscribe to one of the shows on Stitcher or iTunes.
What was that website again?
That's geeksoftheindustry.com, my good friend.
I'm going to go right now.
Yeah, sorry, my brother. You've got to get your own.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
The greatest wrestler in the history of wrestling? He was so good that he wore an outfit with the word fair play written across it. Like, I'm so good, I don't even need to cheat to beat you. It's kind of my idol.
You're changing your depends over the diapers.
I sentenced them to delete.
Your depends over the diapers.
Delete! Delete! Delete!
Juice is going to have to be missing probably until after WrestleMania. We'll try to get him on during after Mania to talk about that. But he's now coaching a little baseball team, working hard, and he's, you know, living life, and he's just extremely busy right now. So we'll excuse Juice, but on the phone with us once again is one of our favorite contributors. It's Chris Evans. Chris on the mat. How you doing, my man?
Beautiful day here in wonderful Statesville, North Carolina. The sun is shining, the wind is blowing, and
let's talk a little professional wrestling.
Let's talk about Fastlane.
All right. Oh, Fastlane was interesting. The championship match was something I didn't expect. I really thought that they were going to put the belt back on Cena, but they let AJ keep it. I was surprised with it. I figured they'd let AJ lose it, but they didn't want to screw up their WrestleMania.
Let's start from the very beginning here with Fastlane. Of course, in their pre-match show, the pre-show, which is always boring, Ty Dillinger and Breezango defeated Mojo Riley, Chad Gable, and Shelton Benjamin. I just have my note here that says pretty much match crap. So
yeah,
it was there.
I put a shovel on mine. Very.
It was pretty much, it was. Then we get into we're getting right into it with Shinsuke Nakamura against Rusev. Now, were you surprised that match opened the show?
Yes, I was. I really didn't expect they would have Rusev to even be on Fastlane. Nakamura, excellent match. DQ or count out?
By a pinfall that
Shinsuke
wanted.
I'm sorry.
Aiden English even came into the match and did a little singing beforehand and did a little rap with this stuff.
A rap. That's wonderful.
I bet you didn't like that, did you?
No, I didn't like it. If you want to sing, that's fine, but why do you got to rap? I don't understand a word you just said. No, sing something else. Do something else. No, it doesn't follow him. He's not Vanilla Ice. Start turning him into Vanilla Ice.
He's no Bruno Mars. Yeah, that's exactly
he's not
right.
Bruno Mars, and it just didn't work. It didn't work.
Yeah. Well, the match itself was pretty good, though. I really enjoyed the match.
Well, Nakamura and Rusev really tore the house down. I mean, I figured Rusev would take Nakamura, fold him up like an accordion and toss him out the window, but it was the other way around. Nakamura had his way with him, and then Rusev had his. It was a back-and-forth match, and they just don't use Rusev like they should. He should be this unstoppable brute that sells nothing and takes punishment, but the only thing Rusev's got for him is Rusev Day, and that's it. That's all he's got.
By the way,
Rusev Day.
Yeah. Well, right now I am wearing my Happy Rusev Day T-shirt, by the way. So
there you go.
I got to represent my man Rusev. So
of course,
represent Lana. So.
Well, that lady right there, she'd probably put you in a coma and me in cardiac arrest. But other than that, she's a very beautiful lady. He's a very lucky man. And Rusev is he got himself over real well. I mean, even the people at Ring of Honor were chanting Rusev Day.
I know. I saw that, too. I just don't understand how they're booking Rusev yet, but there have been internet rumblings, and you know how we feel about the internet, that he will have a last-minute match added in for WrestleMania, that he will be part of WrestleMania. How that's going to work, don't know yet. You know, I just don't know. I hope he deserves to be on WrestleMania. Can you imagine about, 30 or 40,000 screaming rednecks in New Orleans shouting Rusev Day?
I can hear it right now. Yes.
That'd be awesome.
I think that's going to happen. As soon as WrestleMania officially kicks off, Rusev Day will officially kick off, and I think they'll be chanting that all the way through WrestleMania.
Well, let's move on now to the United States Championship match with RKO, Randy Orton, defeating Bobby Roode with a pinfall. I was surprised by this one.
Never saw that coming. Never saw that one coming. I did not expect them to put the U.S. title on Randy Orton. I figured they would let Bobby Roode hold on to it till WrestleMania. Very shocked, but not really. I mean, it's time for Randy to become a plan champion. He hasn't had a title on him in almost a year. So, yeah, but Bobby Roode should have kept the title. I mean, he's a great champion, great ring performer. I was shocked. That was one I didn't expect. That was out of left field.
But he didn't at the end of the match, at the very end of the match, when Jinder Mahal comes in and attacks Randy Orton, and then Bobby gets into the ring and he attacks Jinder and then puts on the glorious DDT on Randy Orton. Was that a heel change for the glorious one?
I believe it could be, and I like Bobby Roode better as a heel than I do a babyface. So if that's what the creative want to do is turn him heel, go for it. Because the man was great at TNA as a heel. He's like another Ric Flair.
You made the comparison there to a Ric Flair. He's got the glorious robes on. He's got the glorious music. And the crowd chants along with him. I think that character itself as the glorious Bobby Roode lends itself better to being a heel than a babyface like they've had in the last several months.
Yes, he's better as a heel because that's just Bobby Roode. I mean, like I said, when he was at TNA, he was better as a heel. People cheered more for him when he was a heel than he was a babyface. And now that he's got this glorious going, I think it's time for him to switch to heel, and we're going to see a lot more of Bobby Roode versus Randy Orton, which is going to make a spectacular, some wonderful matches because both of them are good in the ring. I was just shocked that they switched the title that quick on him. Randy needs to cut his hair. He's looking like a Chewbacca right now with that hair. I don't know, he's a Chewbacca. He's looking like a something. That hair of his is just going to have to go. I'm not used to that. It looks like a little Chihuahua is sitting on the top of his head and holding on for dear life every time I look at him. I mean, I just can't stand it. I'm expecting it to come alive.
Maybe we should get the fashion police to go in and make sure he gets his hairstyle right?
Stop! Those shoes don't go with those pants. Fashion police, move it. Pull it around.
Oh, yeah, we can get a little gel going there or make sure it's got a tetanus shot or something like that. You never know. Get rabies fleas. I don't know. It looks like a Chihuahua. I'm sorry. Or a dead cat he found on the side of the road and said, hey, this will look good on top of my head.
Now, let's talk about your hair.
Uh-huh.
Or lack thereof.
Oh, I don't have any at all. I mean, yeah, they call me curly at work sometimes, and that doesn't bother me a bit. I mean, it saves me on shampoo. So, a little mother's wax, turtle wax on there, buff it a little bit with the high gloss, and heck, I can start a fire with my hair.
Yeah, you'd be styling and profiling.
Yep, I can be like Bam Bam Bigelow, except for the flames. Uh-huh.
So. No tattoos, huh?
No, that's going to hurt. I've got enough of them.
Hey, right after the match on Fastlane, The Miz actually got to Twitter and he congratulated Randy on becoming a Grand Slam champion, and he said, "Welcome to the club, and not the club where you wear stupid leather jackets and too sweet each other like it's the 90s."
Ooh, I know that was a burn. And I know who he's getting. I know who he's pushing that to, and I'm sure Finn Balor looked at it and laughed a little bit, and all DX and everybody laughed. But The Miz, that was perfect. I liked that when I saw it on Twitter. I was like, oh, really?
It was a kind of fun thing to do.
Don't you know how to get things started, son? That's good.
Well, that match, like, I think, at WrestleMania is going to be fun, that triple threat.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a real, really good match. I'd pick Finn Balor to win the whole thing. He needs the title on.
Natalya and Carmella
defeats Becky Lynch and Naomi with a pinfall in a women's tag team match. Not a great match. Average, wouldn't you say?
I'd say probably a 2.5-star match. Not the greatest in the world. I've seen better from Natalya, but what can you do? She's stuck in the ring with all the other ones. Natalya is a better wrestler than the other three that's there in the ring.
Yeah.
To me, she is. She's better than all of them, but is a snoozer.
Mm-hmm. As we move on a little bit, we have the tag team championship match, which is a renewal of a great rivalry from last year with the Usos taking on the New Day. And Chris, I have to gloat here. So I'm going to gloat, and gloat some more. Listen closely, because here is my prediction for this match from our last Turnbuckle Trash.
So what's going to happen? I'd almost bet on this, that the Bludgeon Brothers will attack both the New Day and the Usos, either backstage or in the ring, and it'll be a three-way tag match for the championship. Because right now, the Bludgeon Brothers, all they're doing is going against Hammond Eggers, local talent, and they're just destroying them. So they've got to do something to get this big, burly tag team, which I hate the name, the Bludgeon Brothers, by the way, but they've got to do something to get this this tag team, get them some heat.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, you got that one absolutely perfect. I think you and Johnny Carson, when you had a little envelope up to see what you can read their thoughts, you made that perfect right there for the Bludgeon Brothers to come out and be the third wheel. And that's
I just had this feeling because they were just using the Bludgeon Brothers. They were just doing squash matches against local talent, and then they were trying to play them up. And I said, well, put them in a match. Get them in a feud or something. Then it just hit me that that was what's going to happen. So supposedly on that, you know, they injured Kofi Kingston. They also injured the other Uso brother and also Xavier Woods, who was carted off in an ambulance. And so on this past Tuesday night, they had a match with Jimmy Uso and Big E teaming up against the Bludgeon Brothers, and pretty much it was a squash match. The Bludgeons came in there, and they just destroyed them.
Well, that's what needs to happen. These two need to be an unstoppable tag team. They need to be the number one contenders for the tag team championship. They need to sell nothing. They are unstoppable. Nobody can hurt them. And that's the way this tag team needs to be portrayed. And they did it that night when they threw, I think it was Xavier onto the steps. I had to cringe because I know that hurt, because you could tell all the air out of his body just left him like a ghost.
Yeah, and the back of his head pretty much hit that steel.
Yeah.
Too, and
I
wouldn't be surprised if he got his bell rung.
He saw three people, probably four, and he probably felt that in the morning. No ibuprofen, etcetera, would take that away too. Like I said, this team needs to be that way. I like what they're doing with them. They're making them unstoppable. That's what they need to be. And let's
so at Mania, is it going to be a triple threat tag team match for the championship?
It should be, and I think it will. I believe it will
be. I do too.
And I pick the Bludgeon Brothers to win the tag team titles if it happens. I believe that they'll put the belts on them. They should.
Yeah. Well, moving on, the women's championship match. The women's championship match with Charlotte Flair defeating Ruby Riott of the Riott Squad. I thought, really, it was a fun match. I really thought Ruby Riott showed what she can really become as she gets a little bit more experience in the ring. I really liked her ring psychology in the match a lot. I thought it was done very, very well. Not a great match, a good to great match is what I would say.
Yeah, she did not too bad. I mean, She was in there with Charlotte. Charlotte helped her out a lot. I mean, they called the match. I think in one part, you can see Charlotte go, okay, I'm going to throw you into the ropes. I mean, you could read her lips perfectly, but, no, Charlotte was the ring general in there and she's really good. Yeah, I had no problem with that one. Like I said, it wasn't the greatest, like you said, it wasn't the greatest match, but it was good.
The rest of the Riot Squad come out, and then Becky Lynch and Naomi come out. They all four ladies get kicked out of the arena. You know, that's typical type stuff. But after the match is when we found out. You know, it's been rumored for a long time. Who would Asuka face? And Asuka comes out and challenges Charlotte Flair for the SmackDown Women's title. So.
Oh yeah,
they've got that to build up to now.
Do you think Rick will be by her side in New Orleans?
Well, I know he's scheduled to be in New Orleans. He's going to be part of WrestleCon, doing the signings and stuff. So it wouldn't be surprised if he didn't make an appearance, at least you know, top of the entrance ramp or something. He'll do something. He'll do something. So
I'd pick Asuka to win that one because they're not going to end her streak yet. She's going to continue her undefeated streak. I think they're going to bleed this for everything they can for right now. Yeah, I'd pick Asuka to win WrestleMania. Charlotte's a good champion, good in-ring performer, but right now the stars are aligned on this lady, and hopefully I'm wrong, but I believe I could be right on this one with her at WrestleMania. So,
yeah, I can't see her. I can't see them booking her to lose yet. I think she'll go as a champion for at least maybe 2 to 3 more pay-per-views, and then something will happen. She'll get injured, or there'll be you know, a faction like the Riot Squad will attack her, and some kind of cheating will happen, and then Asuka will lose her first match. Yeah,
it will be fun to see that. So let's see what happens. Hopefully, everything that you and I have predicted will happen, but you never know with the WWE and what side of the bed they rolled out on and see what they want to do. But, oh, well.
You know what I like about that, though?
What's that?
I you know, we predict and we say if we were the booker, we would do it this way, and sometimes we get upset because they don't do what we as, quote, experts, you know, what we think they should do. And they do these things sometimes with a plan in mind that we don't quite understand at this time. And then maybe down the road we'll come up to it. But if it was all extremely predictable, if you and I, let's say you and I were predicting every match and getting it correct and not being surprised, we wouldn't be fans.
Yes, that is true. That's what's really missing with some of these matches that they put on with the WWE is so predictable now that you can figure out, even a blind, stuck in the basement Stevie Wonder could figure out who was going to win these matches. I mean, come on. It's easy, but that's what the fun part about wrestling is. Sometimes you don't know. It was like with Goldberg and, Brock Lesnar. He didn't know what was going to happen, but, then again, yes, we did. We knew. Goldberg was going to be gone. It was his final day. But some of the matches, we have no idea.
I kind of like it that way. So, get down to the main event of Fastlane, the WWE Championship, which a six-pack challenge is what they called it. AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, John Cena, Sami Zayn, Dolph Ziggler, and Baron Corbin. And I thought a great match. I thought it was extremely well done.
Yes, it was done very well. My hat's off to Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn for putting on a heck of a show. Baron Corbin, you did well, son, but the lone wolf needs to go back to his den and lick his wounds. AJ Styles, always phenomenal as usual, no pun intended. And John Cena, we never saw you whatsoever, but that's okay because we don't want to see you anymore. So,
yeah, one of the highlights for the match for me was actually Baron Corbin. There was a 3-minute segment there where Baron Corbin was destroying everyone in and outside of the ring.
Yes.
I thought that's what Baron Corbin should be. And then he does. So we get the win by the phenomenal one himself as he gets the title. But there was controversy surrounding it with Shane McMahon.
Yes.
Do you think Shane screwed over Sammy and KO?
Yes, I believe he did. And just to get the angle for WrestleMania started, I was surprised that I think we talked about it, that Daniel wasn't there at Fastlane. Maybe that's what they had to do at the last minute because Daniel wasn't there. But, I believe Shane did that for the storyline for WrestleMania because there's going to be a match between him and Sami Zayn. Or turn Sami heel. I mean, turn Sami face. And he's finally learned the error of his ways and he turns on Owen. Who knows?
And I'm sure Daniel will be there. He's been telling people that he's going to be getting back into the ring, whether it's in the WWE or not. You know, he really made his first foray into being a star when he was in Ring of Honor. So will he wind up with the WWE? Will he wind up at ROH? Will he go to Impact? Or will he just go the independent scene? Because the man loves to perform. And if he's got doctors saying that, yeah, you can do this safely, why not? You know, he's got enough money.
Well, one of the internet rumors that I was hearing about Daniel Bryan was that he was going to have a match with Shane McMahon, and it was going to be either Shane. If Shane loses, he's out as the commissioner, and if Daniel loses, he is out of the WWE. His career is over. I guess they had to scrap that one because that would have been a good one. And that would have been a way for Daniel to leave and go to Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way to do it. If they were smart enough, they would. But I don't know what Daniel's going to do.
This past Tuesday on SmackDown Live, Shane said he was going to resign as chairman. So that little bit of an angle, at least at this point. Now, you know, we still got a couple of weeks before Mania where they can set up the storyline.
I don't really know what's going to happen. Hopefully it's going to be a match. From what I understand, it's supposed to be Shane McMahon versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens and his special guest partner, maybe Vince McMahon, at WrestleMania. Now, that's just going to be a sleeper. Who wants to see a 70-year-old man, it depends, wrestle two athletes? I mean, I don't want to see Vince McMahon in the ring anymore. He was fine with Stone Cold. You ain't going to be dealing with this. You're just going to trash WrestleMania if y'all do this. Who?
Have you got something against the fine product called Depends?
Well, sorry. Yeah, I can't help it. I mean, once I heard that before, it's just something that keeps I keep saying it every time. I love it. And some people, when they hear me say that, change their Depends over to diapers. They'll look at me like I've got three heads. Don't know if I'm drunk or high or one. So, but it's.
Well, we're going to come back in just a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of the things that are going on in the world of professional wrestling. Hopefully, Zane will join us a little bit later on. If we can't get Zane to join us, then I have some news and some stuff that I'll add in at the last moment. But let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more from Turnbuckle Trash.